Hi everyone, it's me Tariq Beebe from TariqBeebe.com. Welcome to another value-packed call from our Infinite Empowerment program, From the Root to the Fruit. Today's focus is going to be on clearing all the childhood trauma that we've experienced during the birth process. A lot of the challenges that we experience in our relationships, with our trust issues, health issues, mother issues, father issues, all of that could really stem from our childhood experiences, especially during the birth process. A lot of things could go wrong. A lot of traumas could be experienced that end up affecting us in a negative way for the rest of our lives. My intention with today's call is to connect to these experiences and to clear and heal the traumas so that we're free from them, so we can experience infinite empowerment, being free from the past, trusting others, opening up to more love, receiving more love, feeling good in ourselves, having the best health, having the best relationships with our parents, with our children, with our loved ones, and so much more. Just being confident, believing in ourselves, all of that. So what are some of the things that could go wrong during the birth process? Some children are born through the cesarean section, which could be traumatic on its own. Some children actually experience entanglement during the birth process. Some children are born head first, some are born legs first, some are born like the bum comes out first. So all of that could cause traumas. Sometimes the mother, for the most of the times, the mother experiences fears and worry and, oh my God, am I going to lose my child? Is the child coming on time? The doctors sometimes in Western cultures, you know, have like a certain time limit. And if the child doesn't naturally come out during those time limits, then they inject the mother with something to speed up the process. And that creates this like alarming, like, alarm, 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 exit, exit, exit of, you know, the womb. And that's not natural. So the vaccinations that the children get, that's a thing on its own. But all these things could cause traumas. As well, if you're born in some cultures, some religions, there's if you're a boy, there's a circumcision experience, which is very traumatic for a child, seeing a doctor take away, or a rabbi, or someone of a religious faith, take the child away from the mom, you know, do a quick operation, and the mom's just looking at the child with a smile on her face. Like, that could be very confusing for a child to, who's this person taking me away? Why are they cutting a part of my body off? And why is everyone okay with this? And intuitively, a child knows what feels right to them, and they have a strong sense when something doesn't feel right. So although they're not experienced in this lifetime, they're aware on an innate level. They sense emotionally through their senses, through their intuition. They know what feels right, what doesn't feel right. So all the things that didn't feel right, even though they were done to us, could be very traumatic. And a lot of us are empaths, so whatever our mom went through, potentially we could be going through. So if you had a mother who was really afraid and worried all the time, and you wonder why you're always worried and afraid all the time, that could potentially not be your stuff. That could be something you picked up from your mom. So we definitely want to address these things and clear them once and for all, so that we're free from them and experiencing more empowerment. So let's get into it. Starting now. Visualize a waterfall pouring down to the top of your head. And it's just going to cleanse and purify everything, bringing everything back into the divine blueprint. And from your feet, let it go down to the core of Mother Earth, staying grounded. And as long as you're under the waterfall, you will continue to raise your vibration higher and higher and higher. and you're welcome to stay here throughout the session. So starting now, we're activating the infinity healing. Would you like to receive that? If so, just say yes. And if there's anything stopping you from receiving the maximum, would you like to clear that? And if there's anything stopping you from releasing the maximum, would you like to clear that? And if there's any part of you that is sabotaging, resisting, getting in the way of, interfering with, or even afraid of all the great things that we can co-create, would you like to set them aside now, throughout the session, and even after the session, and to show them from the highest perspective what's actually going on? And now take 3 conscious deep belly breaths. Beautiful. Okay. Would you like your higher self to connect you with the perfect energies and the perfect beings that are for your highest good starting now? And do you give them permission to do all that they know to do that is for your highest good in accordance with your higher self starting now? And do you give permission to your higher self to choose what to work on during today's session and to do an infinity healing for each item on that list starting now? Everything that it knows is directly related to your core traumas, to your core challenges, to your birth traumas, everything it's aware of, to integrate that into today's session so that we're covering everything individually as well as collectively. If you'd like that, just say yes. Beautiful. Okay, we're activating the infinity healing. Would you like to receive it? And that's just going to run through the whole session, the entire audio. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing to clear, heal, transmute any and all less than love energies, belief systems, fears, emotions, anything from the root cause, any trauma, based on the birth process? If you'd like that, say yes. To bring everything back into its most empowering version, the beliefs, the emotions, our immune system, nervous system, our perspectives, our neurological pathways, to bring all of that into healthy, upgraded, activated, aligned, divinely. Bring it all back into the divine blueprint. Would you like that? Transmuting and reversing any and all negative effects during the birthing process. Transmuting any and all negative, toxic injections and vaccinations. Would you like that? Completely transmuting them out of our energy field, physical, emotional, energetic, all levels, and replacing it with what is for our highest good, and reversing the effects that it had if it weakened our immune system, if it weakened our nervous system, just to bring all of that into its ultimate functioning. Would you like that? If it suppressed our gifts, talents, and abilities, to bring back our gifts. Okay. So anything to do with the umbilical cord, if we didn't get enough nutrients, if we're still kind of connected energetically and it's healthy for us to cut that cord, whatever, anything and everything that is for our highest good relating to the umbilical cord, if you'd like that, just say yes. Any traumas we've experienced, like circumcisions or anything that happened, male or female, like females in some cultures, they have certain procedures as well. So if you'd like an infinity healing to transmute any and all of those experiences, traumas, just say yes. any traumas that we experience from having to stay in the hospital, parents leaving, doctors taking us away from our parents, anything like that, would you like to resolve and transmute and receive an infinity healing for that? Transmuting any and all experiences where the doctor, the nurse, or the medical establishment's intentions were less than love or negative or harmful, and we picked it up on some level. If you'd like an infinity healing for that, just say yes. If we picked up any negativity, any jealousy, envy, black magic spells from anyone, family members, other people, would you like to transmute that? Any rituals that happen during birth that are not for our highest good, would you like to transmute that? Anywhere where we picked up on our siblings that saw us and had a panic attack and felt threatened by us, or we experienced jealousy, or they experienced jealousy, we felt their jealousy, would you like to heal and transmute that? Any complications that our mothers experienced during birth, our birth mothers, any experiences, any complications, would you like to receive an infinity healing for that? If our moms, birth moms, experienced any traumas, fears, panic, any of those emotions, and we trap them in our being, or they're negatively affecting us till this day, would you like an infinity healing to clear them? Any experiences where we had difficulty coming out and during the birth process, would you like an infinity healing for that? Any experiences where we were born prematurely, would you like an infinity healing for that? Or if we were born late? Any traumas from the soul entering the physical body, would you like to resolve that, transmute that? Transmuting any of the negative effects of being of receiving anesthesia for the birth process, if that was the case. Anywhere where we were, if we were induced. An infinity healing if you were a breech born baby. If there was any confusion as a child, just healing the fact that you're going from one experience to a whole other experience, and all the shock to the system, the confusion that can happen in those moments, would you like an infinity healing for that? You know, not being able to communicating, but not having people respond to your psychic communication or empathic communication, you know, the trauma of people not getting what you're saying. Would you like an infinity healing for that? Would you like an infinity healing to clear and heal any and all trust issues? Anywhere where you didn't feel that you got the support you were looking for? Bringing the central nervous system, immune system, all systems back into their divine blueprint, divine functioning. Any breathing traumas, anywhere where we're not able to take deep conscious belly breaths because of some trauma, some panic, something to do with breathing, would you like an infinity healing to resolve that? Any traumas experienced during the while going through the birth canal, would you like to heal that? Anything we picked up from mom, habits, if there were any addictions or substances that were toxic to us and found their way into our field, would you like to transmute them and replace them with what is for our highest good? And anything and everything that stopped us from being these powerful, confident, strong, independent, empowered, beings based on those experiences? Would you like to transmute them and bring them back into what is for our highest good? Anything to do with the placenta that is not for our highest good, would you like an infinity healing to transmute that and replace that with what is for our highest good? And anywhere where we experienced any deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies, not receiving what we needed as a baby in order to grow and develop in the perfect ways possible, would you like an infinity healing for that? Would you like an infinity healing to include into this more than what we know to ask for, so that this or something greater will happen, to share this with our inner children, with our parents, with our future generations, children, grandchildren, parents, ancestors, past lives, if you believe in that, all space-time dimensions, now and forever, and to set these healings on autopilot and to share them with all involved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. So whenever you're ready, you're welcome to open up your eyes, to take a deep breath, take a big stretch, and release. Beautiful. And I invite you to journal what starts to happen for you in the next few days and weeks ahead. You're always welcome to share those breakthroughs with me. And yeah, just observe what starts to happen in your relationships, with your health, at work, with your in your body, all of those things. So this was really powerful, and I'm really excited to see what happens, what comes from this. And drink lots of water and eat some grounding food and spend some time in nature if needed. And you're welcome to listen to this as many times as you want, but the one time is all that is required. And I look forward to building on what we did today on the next audio or in the next call. Lots of love to you. Wishing you infinite blessings and empowerment. Bye for now.